Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4TEK, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on this, the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware. Why haven't I rewritten this yet? Equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. This evening, I thought it might be fun to have everybody give an example of something where in amateur radio, bigger is better, and an example of something where smaller is better, and why. You can't just say antennas. You have to say why, because this is the technical service net, after all. I like to understand why things are the way they are. If anybody has an additional topic or question that they would like to bring to the net this evening, please call now. All right, nobody. Let's take a round of check-ins, and then I will give I'll give one bigger is better and one smaller is better and why, and then we'll see how big a list we can make. So, before I get into check-ins, does anybody have any news or announcements that they would like to share with the net this evening? If so, please call now.
W4RKU,
Kevin, go ahead.
I don't know if you were going to mention or not, but there is a club meeting on Thursday. You said that. I may have missed it, but we do have a club meeting Wednesday. I mean, Thursday, the 21st, it's the off day of the when we usually have it, so I wanted to make sure that reminder got out. My tongue's not working, so I'll turn it back over here to you, KF4TEK, W4RKU.
Yes, thank you very much, Kevin. No, I did not mention that, and I was not going to mention it because I am a bad net operator. I just actually forgot about that because I'm not going to be around Thursday to attend, sadly. But yes, off week for the club meeting. Usually it would have been last week, but this time it's this week, so this Thursday. WebEx are in person at the PATH Foundation. Oh, that's why it was last week, because we couldn't get the PATH Foundation room last week. So yeah, this Thursday, 7:15 p.m., PATH Foundation in Warrenton or WebEx. Join us however you can. We'd love to see you and hear you. All right, let's take a round of check-ins. Anyone who would like to join us this evening, please call now.
This is K1HTV.
This is KS1PPY Mobile. No comment this round.
Kilo Oscar Fall, Zulu Kilo Yankee, in and out.
Yankee X-ray, no comments.
W4RKU.
Kilo November 4, Lima Sierra Bravo, in and out.
W8BT.
Kilo 4, Bravo, Oscar, X-ray, in and out.
KQ4BSI, in and out.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu, no comment.
All right, let's hold it there. I know I did not get all of that. I did get K1HTV, KS1PPY, W4RKU, W8BT, K4BOX, and KO4VNZ. Now, there are a couple that I'm unsure about, so I'm going to call you specifically. Kilo Oscar 4, Kilo Oscar Yankee, is that correct?
Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Kilo Yankee, in and out.
All right, ZKY, got it. Thank you very much for stopping by. Kilo November 4, Lima Sierra Bravo, maybe?
That was correct. Kilo November 4, Lima Sierra Bravo, in and out.
Excellent. And Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Sierra India, question mark?
That is correct. KQ4 PSI in and out.
All right, awesome. Thank you all for stopping by. Anyone else who would like to join us, please call now.
This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Yankee X-Ray in and out.
UB7 RAV in and out.
November 4 X-Ray Charlie Hotel in and out.
This is Kilo November 4 Quebec X-Ray Delta in and out.
Okay. We've got KN4QXD, N4XCH, WB7RAV, KO4WYX, all in and out. I think next week I'll pick a topic that doesn't suggest that people have to participate. Maybe people will stick around a little more. I don't know. But this is KF4TEK for the Sara Sunday night. It's Funday night, everybody. It's for the Sara Sunday night. Technical Service Net, and we will have some fun with the following topic, something where in ham radio bigger is better, and something where smaller is better. So just to kick things off, I will offer one of each. For bigger is better, I will say, theoretically, antenna element diameters, bigger is better. Why? Because they are more broadband than the same length of elements in a very narrow diameter. So if you had an HF dipole where the elements were a foot in diameter, then that would be a much more broadband antenna than if you had a number 12 gauge wire. And in fact, you can actually see there are some dipole designs where they string multiple wires on spreaders in a square or octagonal fashion to achieve a large virtual antenna element diameter for that purpose. Of course, that's a lot heavier. It uses a lot more wire. But, if broadband is what you want, then that's one way to do it. So antenna element diameter, bigger is better. Smaller is better. What's better when it's smaller in ham radio? How about standing wave ratio? Why? Because the lower the standing wave ratio, SWR, or voltage standing wave ratio, VSWR, the less power, the less energy is coming back towards your radio, being reflected off of your antenna, your matching network, your tuner, your junctions, your lightning arresters, whatever it is that's connected to your radio. The lower the SWR, the more easily your radio is going to be able to handle that load. Now, hopefully all of that energy is going out into the sky where it can be received by the party you're trying to contact. But you don't know. You know, maybe it's being lost as heat in your coax. Maybe it's being lost as heat somewhere in your matching network or your tuner. Maybe it's being lost in the antenna itself or the ballon. Lots of places for the power to go, but if the SWR is low, at least you know it's not coming back towards your radio. So you want a low SWR, but you also want that energy to be going out your antenna. So there's more to a good antenna system than just a low SWR, because, hey, even a dummy load gives a great SWR, but it won't give you the best signal for DX. All right, that's my contribution. I know there's more stuff out there. Be creative. Toss something on the table, and maybe we'll all learn something. So with that, I'm going to spin it around. I'm going to say this is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday night Technical Service Net, and we'll start with Rich. K1HTV, how you doing?
All right, thank you very much. This is K1HTV in Amosville. Enjoyed the contest, which just ended about 5 o'clock, or exactly 5 o'clock. CQVHF contest this past week. Started Saturday at 2, ended at Sunday at 5, a little bit earlier than the ARRL contest, which runs at 11 p.m. local. Made 222 contacts on 6 meters, 95 multipliers. On 2 meters, made 55 contacts and 27 multipliers. Total of 275 QSOs. It's about 100 short of the June contest. and 122 mouths. Total about 40,000 points. It was fun. Not much in the way of e-skip. There's some e-skip, but nothing. No double hop to the West Coast. No Europe. A couple Canary Island stations and a few Cubans. But that was about it. Mexicans, but no real big DX this week in the CQ VHF contest. Okay, tip of the hat to the guys over at the 4-H team. Nick and his 4-H team did a great job this weekend. Talked to a number of visitors who visited the K4HKZ trailer over at the Fauquier Fair. They did a very good job. Looking forward to seeing everybody at the club meeting on Thursday. Also, another tip of the hat to Margaret, K4 DWX, the XYL of Steve and L7VX. She did a video which has been posted on the Faro website, and her first venture into videos, and she archived the Faro Field Day quite nicely. As far as the question, what is bigger is better? I'd say antenna, for any band, a bigger antenna is better. A five-element 20-meter beam is better than a dipole or a one- or two-element beam. You end up with gain on both transmit and receive, reduce the amount of noise since you're focusing your antenna in one direction and reducing the noise from all the other directions. So bigger is better as far as big antennas. As far as smaller, say HTs. And when I first started in radio, I serviced some Motorola HTs back in the 60s when I operated at the radio station WELI. They had a two-way mobile system station, two-way mobile service, and they also did some maintenance on Motorola radios. And they had a handy-talkie. Their handy-talkie back there, the Motorola one, was a square handy-talkie. It was about, oh, maybe 8 inches by 8 inches. It was had a battery in it, and it's kind of awkward. But since then, the devices, the solid state devices, have gotten smaller and smaller and smaller, and that same power we could now have on an HT, which you could hold in the palm of your hand, running probably more power than those earlier ones. So I think HTs, small HTs, are a good example of what's happened with ICs getting smaller, and as a result, the equipment getting smaller. That's about it. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV.
All right, Rich. Fine business. Thanks for that, and good suggestion. Good additions to our list. And good on the 4-H folks out there at the fairgrounds that hear them on occasionally. So hope they had a good time and spread the word. All right, let's see how Sippy is doing out there on the road. KS1PPY mobile and on down 66. How are you tonight?
K4TEK in the net, doing pretty good. Originally I wasn't going to do a comment this round because I was hoping to stop off for a bathroom, but that's not happening, and lunch is not agreeing with me, so I'm going to struggle through and try to make it home, see if I can get the bathroom in time. That's the perils of mobile travel. Offhand, I would say larger being elevation. The higher you are, or the higher that you can get your antenna, the taller the tower, the taller the mast, the taller the trees. Elevation, larger number and elevation is probably better, because that gets you off the ground, bounces it off the ground better, and gives you better reach. And Rich took my answer for for smaller is better. And I honestly cannot think of something else smaller right at the moment, other than possibly your power consumption. The less power it takes to kick stuff out, the better. KF4TEK, KS1PPY, mobile, back to net.
All right, Sippy, well, good luck with your cannonball run there. I hope it goes okay. And, yeah, those are good additions to the list. So, yeah, I definitely admit that the smaller category seems harder, but people have been doing well so far. All right, this is KF4TEK for the Far Sunday Night Technical Service Net, and we are up to Kevin, W4RKU. How are you doing?
KF4TEK, W4RKU. Good evening there, Mike.
Nice to hear your voice. I'm doing well. One other announcement I forgot to, that was forgotten to be mentioned is, this coming Saturday, there is a box hunt. Everybody's meeting at the, Warrenton Bacher Airport, off of Germantown Road, off of 28, in the parking lot, and that's where the fox hunt is going to be. 10 a.m. on Saturday. I actually might make an appearance. A lot of the other ones were pretty good. I would just say bigger watts. More power is always better. And in my personal case, I can't think of anything smaller because, to be honest with you, if anything else got smaller with my hands, I don't think I could operate it. I mean, I have a hard enough time with my phone, let alone anything else amateur radio related. So, but the more they can pack into a smaller package like an SDR, the better, I guess. That's it. Thanks for doing the net tonight, and I'll turn it back over to you, Mike. K4TK, W4RKU, back to the net.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Good to hear you, too, and if things work out, maybe I'll see you on Saturday at the Fox Hunt, but we'll see. All right, we are up to Travis, W8BT. How are you doing?
I think he was in and out.
Whoops. All right. Well, I was bound to miss one of them. All right, well, that's the end of my list of folks who wanted to talk. So I'll just make a call for rechecks or new checks if anyone would like to join us and get your name added to the list, or anyone who checked in and out would like to reconsider and throw in two more cents, you're welcome to call now. Anybody who would like to join the next round, please call now.
107IBB, no comment.
KS1PPY mobile, recheck.
KO4VNZ, recheck.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-ray, recheck.
Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Bravo Whiskey, in and out.
KJ7APV, in and out.
All right.
Kilo 6, Quebec Oscar November, in and out.
All right. Good crew. N7IVV, no comment, how dare you? Just kidding, I do the same to you. KS1PPY, KO4VNZ, KO4WIX, and KO4RBW is new, in and out. KJ7APV is new, in and out. And I doubled with 6QON. What was the prefix?
That would be Kilo 6, Quebec Oscar November, in and out.
KK6QON, in and out. All right, thanks for joining us. All right, Sippy, go ahead.
I was going to amend my smaller is better category real quick. One occurred to me as I was moving down the road. I would say test equipment, but test equipment falls into kind of two categories on it. Sometimes the larger that you get your test equipment, the more functions it has and the more sensitive it is, the more accurate it is on your test bench. However, 90% of the time when you're trying to test something, you're not at your test bench. You're fighting with the trees, you're up on a ladder, you're hanging off the side of a tower, you know, whatever it is. And in those cases, the test equipment being smaller, like a nano NVNA or something like that, is better because it's easier to manage, less problems with doing stuff. So that's my amendment to my smaller answer from before. Test equipment. KS1PPY, back to net.
All right, that'd be good stuff. Thank you for that. All right, KO4VNZ, go ahead.
This is KO4VNZ, Chuck in Opal. As a really new ham, since I only got my ticket in for Christmas, to me, just thinking overall hams, the really big things that would be important are the really big ham fests and conventions. Just because the bigger the ham fest, the more speakers and the quality of the speakers there would improve, as well as the number and nature of the equipment vendors that would be there. So to me, me as a new ham going to big conventions has a lot of appeal. And conversely, for small, I really get a lot out of the one-on-one meetings with the Elmer. Just the idea that, that club members are willing to come by and sit down and show me something in person, one-on-one. Again, as a new ham, that's a lot. And it doesn't matter how much experience I have or they have. I just enjoy that one-on-one experience. I really enjoy, like, the club breakfast when it's usually pretty small groups sitting around. And so that's my input. This is Chuck, KO4VNZ, back to net.
All right, Chuck, those are great additions. Thank you for tossing those out. Always good to remember the personal aspect of amateur radio as well as the technical aspect. All right, KO4WYX, go ahead.
This is KO4WYX. I'm going to mirror Chuck a little bit here. Something that I would think that would help hams out is a big spending account for all of the new gear we crave and want, and a smaller signature on our significant other's radar when we make those said purchases. As a new ham, I'm discovering that I need to learn how to shrink my signature and grow and bigger my spending account. So all in jest, all good fun. This is KO4WYX, back to next.
There you go. Yes, need to reduce that that credit card cross section there. a bigger budget is better if you can get it. But good additions. Thank you, and that made me chuckle. All right. We've had a good two rounds, so I'm going to call this and say this is KF4TK for the Farnet. I would like to thank everyone for joining us tonight and mention that if you would like further information about tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website, w4va.org, w4va.org, or send an email to farnet@w4va.org. This is KF4TEK closing the far net and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thank you all and good evening, 73.
Sorry, Mike. I had to go chase cows or at least feed them so I could get the smallest cow we have to jump back over the fence that it jumped over, W8BT.
Hey, Travis, no worries. I think Kevin came on and said you were in and out, but I hadn't tagged you as such. But who knows? I didn't know you had cows. Good luck with your cows. Are you back now? Do you wanna throw out your two cents?
No, I'm gonna need a few minutes to catch my breath. But anyway, I don't have cows, but my aunt who lives on the property with us, she has cows, and she's in Nebraska, and her husband's working, and her daughter's at a concert. So it was up to me, I guess. But anyway, 73. Thanks for doing the net, Mike, and have a good night. W8BT.
All right, you're more than welcome, and hope your cattle management goes easily and smoothly. All right, 73 all, KF4TK is clear.
November, Romeo, 3, November, connected, 2, W4VA. November, Romeo, 3, November, disconnected.